Thank you, Master, for this morning. We give you the praise, we give you the honor. Breathe upon this service today and let not one person live here the same way they have come. Thank you, and thank you, and thank you, Master, in Jesus' precious name. Please be seated. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 2. I welcome everyone to this blessing Sunday service. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. Speaking on the subject, positioning for the blessing of God. Positioning for the blessing of God. Our objective is to understand what it takes to be positioned for the blessing of God. Very, very quickly, there are a few things we would like to know about the blessing of God by way of introduction. Number one, God is the author and source of the blessing. He is the author. He is the source of the blessing. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, Genesis 1, 20. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. God is the source and author of the blessing. Second, God created man with a decree of the blessing. He created man and decreed the blessing on man. He created man with a decree of the blessing. Again, we saw that in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Thirdly, God established conditions for the activation of the blessing. Conditions for the activation of the blessing. He said, if you hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, then all these blessings shall come upon you. There are conditions for the activation of the blessing. Fourthly, many are unable to access the blessing because they are unable to subscribe to the conditions of the blessing. Again, many are unable to access the blessing of God because they are unable to subscribe to the conditions of the blessing. Again, we saw that in Genesis chapter Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 2. There are conditions for the blessing, and many are unable to access the blessing. Fifth is connected to the fourth. Many are unable to sustain the blessing. That is for those who already accessed it. They are unable to sustain the blessing because they are unable to maintain the conditions that brought the blessing. Many are unable to sustain the blessing of God because they are unable to maintain the conditions that brought the blessing. In Isaiah chapter 51, verse 1 to 2, Isaiah chapter 51, verse 1 to 2, he said, hearken unto me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look to the rock from whence you are hearing, and to the hole of the pit whence you are digged. Verse 3, look to Abraham your father and to Sarah your mother. I called him alone. I blessed him and increased him. That is, connect back to your root so that you can maintain your fruit. Look to that hole. See how you came out. See the things that brought you out. Many are unable to sustain the blessing because they are unable to maintain the conditions that brought them. Now, so what are the conditions? I'm going to try to be as fast as we can because time is gone. But what are the conditions? What will make you to step into the blessing and what will make you remain in the blessing? Number one, remaining strong in the Lord despite the blessing. Remaining strong in the Lord, or rather in the midst of the blessing. Remaining strong in the Lord in the midst of the blessing. That is, no amount of blessing is big enough to reduce your fervency for God. Job chapter 1 verse 1 to 3, the Bible tells us of a man called Job in the land of Uz. He was upright, he was perfect, he was upright, he was one that feared God, he eschewed evil. And then his substance was great, and he was the greatest of all the men of the East. This man was super blessed and also was super spiritual. He was super blessed. He was super spiritual. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18. He said, but ye shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get well. That is, there is let no amount of blessing cause you to forget God. There are people whose spirituality degenerates when the blessing arrives. These are people that we say are unable to pass the test of the blessing. They fail the test of the blessing. They are people of very low spiritual personality. They are very low spiritual personality. Very little things shake them. Little money, little resources move them. Please understand that God will bless those who can maintain a stability of spirituality in the midst of opportunity. A stability of spirituality in the midst of opportunity. He blesses people like that. So in case you are seeing a little realm of blessing and you are already shaking in your faith, that blessing you are seeing has no future. And in case you have not seen any blessing yet, and you are planning on how you will spend money and how you will do this and that, if money should enter your hands, you may never see it from God. God tries the heart before he empowers the hand. He checks the heart before he empowers the hand. And if you've been trusting God for things and nothing is happening, ask God, Lord, is my heart wrong? Check my heart and correct it. Remaining strong in the Lord in the midst of the blessing. Number two is glorifying God, the source of the blessing, through the blessing. Glorifying God, the source of the blessing, through the blessing. Any blessing that will not bring glory to God in your life will not come. Any blessing that will not glorify Jehovah, that will not make Almighty God look big in the eyes of people, will never come. He said, Isaiah chapter 61 verse 9, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offsprings among the people. And all that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. God wants people so blessed until people can acknowledge their source. Please understand that a major assignment of the blessing is the channeling of glory to the blesser. The channeling of the glory to the blesser. The channeling of the glory to the blesser. One thing God will never do is to share his glory with anybody or anything. In Isaiah chapter 42 verse 8, Isaiah 42 verse 8, he said, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. I will not divide my glory. I am not looking for who to share glory with. Nebuchadnezzar attempted to touch that glory. And he paid dearly for it. You remember? Daniel chapter 4 verse 29. All the way to verse 33. At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. Then the king spake and said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power? And for the honor of my majesty, he was beating his chest. While the word was in his mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from you. And they will drive you from men, and you shall, your dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make you to eat grass like cow. 7 times, that 7 years shall pass over you, until you know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. The same hour, the thing was fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and he ate grass like cow. His body was wet with the dew of heaven. His hair was grown like eagle's feathers. His nail was like the claw of birds. Ay, 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 ay. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned to me, and I blessed the Most High. Who is blessing Most High? Why don't you bless yourself now? You know, it was Nebuchadnezzar who made the image of himself. More than the height of 2 trailers, they molded him. And everybody was to bow to him, to his image. His own image, his image. I'm still reading. And I bless the Most High. I praise and honor him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. Look at this. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he does according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say to him, what are you doing? At the same time, my reason returned to me. Now, look at the next verse. Now, I, Nebuchadnezzar, now, before I didn't praise him, but now, I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise. Somebody say now. Now, I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth and his ways judgment, and those like me who walk in pride, he is able to humiliate. Hallelujah. Beloved, let us drop our shoulder. The journey is far. Don't be behaving like a peacock. God wants you to be an eagle. Peacock is too arrogant to fly. Am I communicating? Glorifying God, the source of the blessing, a determination that whatever God will bring your way, you won't behave like you are the owner. Whatever God will do in your life, you won't behave like you are the doer. Glorifying God, the source of the blessing, is condition number 2 to position for the blessing. Number 3 is connecting others to God through the blessing. Connecting others to God through the blessing. A major assignment of the blessing is the connection of humanity to divinity. God wants to use his blessing on your life in an evangelistic dimension. Not that you are an evangelist, but the blessing itself is evangelistic. Genesis chapter 18 verse 19. Look at the condition that God used to bless Abraham. I know him. I know Abraham. That he will command his children and command his household after him. What's the difference? Children, that's family. Household, workforce, employee. You know, there were 318 hired servants that were born in Abraham's house. They were part of his household that he engaged in his army. All of them, he said, I know he will command them. They shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken on him. The reason why I want to bless this man is that anybody connected, associated, related with him shall be pulled to God. His family will be pulled. His workforce will be pulled. His employees will be pulled. I know that if I get Abraham, I have gotten a kingpin. I know that if I have gotten Abraham, I have gotten a principal person. God wants to bless you so that your brothers, your sisters, your loved ones, those who work for you, can come to the knowledge of God. One of my relations met me many years ago. He was an undergraduate in the university. And he came to see me so that I can give him, assist him with money to go to the university. And when he came, I gave him the money. And I kept on assisting him throughout. When he graduated, I gave him money to start business. He has his money, he has his house, has his things, he's loaded. I didn't give him too much. I gave him like 200,000 then. And he went, started the business, returned back. The first thing he did was, I came to thank you. You brought a prophet's offering of 200,000, not a payback of that money. But before I gave him that first money, I told him, that is while he was still in the university, I told him, I said, the highest I can do for you is not this money. The highest I can do for you is to connect you to your maker. And I want you to give your life to Christ. He said, yes, sir. How many of you know that if you want to give somebody money and you ask him to change his life, in all probability, he will comply. But it was a genuine change. It was a very genuine one. And I led him to Christ that day. He gave his life to Christ and turned his back on the world from that day. I don't know if it is 15 years ago. He has not turned back to the devil. Why did I say that? The best thing you can give your relation is not money. It's part of it. The best thing you can do for your old school classmate, or you can do for somebody that has come your way, the best you can do for them is not find them a job. That is part of what you can do for them, but those are earthly things that will pass away with time. The best thing you can do for the creature is to connect him with his creator. Am I communicating? The best thing. The best thing you can do for the creator, the creature, is to connect them with the creator. And God said, I want to bless you. So that the morning devotion in your office, in your organization, in your establishment, in your corporation, morning devotion in your industry, in your factory, can be almost like a church service. So I will bring people to come and meet you and know you, work for you, work with you, because I want to change them. Connecting others, and I wrote here in bracket, your contacts to God through the blessing. That was what Abraham did. Job chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. We also saw that the Bible said Job had a great household. A great household. A great household. I think verse 3. A great household. A great workforce. Another translation. A very great employee force. What do you think he was doing with those people? He was impacting and imparting them. And connecting them with his creator. You need an evangelistic heart. I'm not saying you are an evangelist, but an evangelistic heart to command the blessing of God. A heart for souls. A heart to reach others for God. A heart to touch lives for God. You need such a heart. And if you don't have it yet, begin to have it now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Connecting others to God through the blessing. Number 4 is existing as a channel of the blessing. Through the blessing. That last one is making people to know the one who blessed you as they come around you. This next one is existing as a channel of the blessing through the blessing. Genesis 12, 12, 2 to 3, God told Abraham, I will bless you and I will make you a blessing. Job chapter 29, verse 11 to 12, Job said, when the ear heard me, then it blessed me. When the eye saw me, it gave witness to me. Because I delivered the poor that cried, and the fatherless, and him that had none to help him. I delivered them. I delivered them. Hear this, beloved. There is something higher than being blessed. And that is being a blessing. Being a blessing is a higher realm than just I am blessed. For the Bible said, it is more blessed to give than to receive, according to Acts chapter 20 and in verse 35. Listen. God is looking not for containers of the blessing, but channels of the blessing. There are those who think that God is looking for a container to fill. Not necessarily. God is looking for channels to channel something through. And like you know, a channel can never be dry. A container may become stale, may stink, if the thing just remains there for a long time. But a channel can never be dry. God is looking for channels, not containers. Listen, you make a living by what you get, but you make a difference by the things you give. You make a living by your income, but you make a difference by your impact. And a major purpose of the blessing is impact. Am I communicating? Do you want to be positioned for the blessing? Then stop thinking in terms of what to eat, drink, drive. What to eat, drink, drive, or wear. Stop thinking in that regard. Start thinking in terms of who you can make. You pick people, you make them by the mercy of God. Start thinking in terms of how many jobs will the money that enters your hand create. You know, the reason for the wickedness of corruption is that corrupt money has never been used to benefit anybody. There are those who put those corrupt monies inside bank accounts and die and leave it, and then foreign nations just inherit the money. It's wickedness of heart. One person is dealing with $1 billion and dealing with $5 billion and dealing with this billion and dealing with that billion. That could wipe out the poverty of a whole state. Not that you distributed the money to the people free of charge. You established an industry to employ the people. Full stop. You established factories. You established things just to alleviate. An institution like a university can employ 4,000, 5,000 people. You build a school. You are imparting lives. You are employing people. And you are not losing anything. But they don't have the mentality, because there is a mentality bankruptcy of iniquity. They don't have the brain. The brain cannot think like that. Am I communicating? Malaysia came and took Palm from here. Now they are in the front. Every of the nation that came here to borrow something, they are now in the front. The other day, I saw a cartoon of very loaded people, very heavy, massive people, sitting inside a canoe. And two people were talking to each other. I said, is it honorable or your excellency? I don't know. He said, let all Nigerians join hands together. Let's push this canoe. They are the major weight inside the canoe. And all the people pushing are so tiny, tiny like cartoons, just trying to push the major liabilities inside the canoe. It's so painful. It's so painful. Yes, you know something can easily work, Okay, you have $5 billion sitting in your account there that can turn your village or your hamlet almost to a New York City. Almost to anything. And help everybody there. Yet you are okay with it sitting up there, and then you die and then go to meet your maker to tell him why greed has not allowed you to do anything important for your generation. Am I communicating? I mean, this thing is so easy. It's so easy. It's so easy. It's so easy to think. There are individuals here that can build a refinery. Only them. Do it and employ people. Are you hearing what I'm saying there? Do it and employ people. There are young men and women, what they need to change their life is not more than 1 million naira. Some 500,000. That is 1 billion equals 1 million 1,000 times. 500,000 2,000 times. Do you understand what I'm talking about? But God is going to bless somebody who is a blessing. Who is that person God is speaking to? Say louder, amen. Amen. Who is the person God is speaking to? Shout the loudest, amen. Amen. If you are the one God is speaking to, shout the loudest, amen. Amen. Lift your hands and say, Lord, I am available. I am available. Try me with your resources. Take your seat. When I talk in these areas, it just does something to me. Does something. You are happy. People are suffering. You are happy. You are normal. People are begging. You are normal. You are happy. Existing as a channel. There are people here hearing my voice and people watching via the satellite, the internet, all over the world. It is a concern to you now that you can make a difference in your generation. I prophesy to you, the mantle to make that difference is released upon you now. Let's move because of time. Number 5 is addiction to divine instruction and direction. Addiction to divine instruction and direction is, it positions a person for the blessing. God spoke to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3, and gave him direction, gave him instruction. Abraham heeded the direction, heeded the instruction, and landed with a blessing in Genesis chapter 13 and in verse 2. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and in verse 1 to 2, that was our scripture. If you hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God and to do all these things that I say to you, then this and that and that and that shall come upon you. Listen, divine instruction is the magnet of the blessing of God. The distance between your position and your possession is covered by instruction. The distance between your position and your possession can be covered by instruction. Nothing provokes abundance like obedience. You know, Adam and Eve lost the blessing in the garden. When God created man, he blessed man. But Adam and Eve lost the blessing in the garden because they stepped out of the way of obedience. They stepped out of the way of obedience. And once they stepped out of the way of obedience, God ushered them out of Eden. There are many people today who are not where they need to be in the blessing of God because they are trying to follow people to do everything others are doing. Listen, obedience to God the blessing of God comes when you obey God despite what you feel. Obeying what God is saying against what you feel. Obeying what God is saying against what men are saying. What men are saying. What people are saying. This is very, very important. There are people doing businesses that they have no business doing. There are people pursuing things that they have no business pursuing. There are people who have traveled on a journey that has ended their journey of destiny. You go to America and you are there for 30 years and God didn't send you there. You wasted 30 years of your life. Well, you step into something that God didn't, you went into ministry and say you are a pastor and God didn't make you a pastor. You wasted. One man, after pastoring for 21 years in South Africa, one day he came up and he said he's going to hand over the church to the assistant pastor. And they asked him, what happened? He said God told him he didn't call him to be a pastor. After 21 irreversible years, God, what do I do? Be a member of the church, be committed. Wow. I heard it from the man of God who saw this. You see, people, there are many people wasting their life's journey on things that God did not ask them to do. He has not, you see, the Bible said his commandment is not grievous. I speak to somebody here. Direction that you need is coming your way. Addiction to divine instruction. Number 5, confidence in nobody and nothing but God. Confidence in nobody and in nothing but God. Genesis chapter 14, verse 22 to 23. Genesis 14, 22 to 23. And Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe lashing, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest you should say, I have made Abraham rich. I'm not looking up to you, I am looking up to God. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5 to 8. See what he said. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and that maketh flesh his arm, whose heart departed from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited. He said, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be a tree, as a tree planted by the waters, that spreadeth out her roots by the rivers, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought. He shall not cease from yielding fruit. Say, cursed is that man that trusts in man. Do you want to be positioned for the blessing? You must make up your mind to look up to nobody and nothing but God. And that looking up to nobody begins with yourself. Cursed be the man that trusted in flesh, that trusts in man. That man starts from himself. Whether it is your ability or your expertise or your intelligence, that cannot be responsible for the blessing of God in your life. Because God has despised the noble things of this world to choose the foolish things. You are not going to look unto government or to social security where they have it as your source. Somebody say amen. We live in a world where people are permanently looking up to people. You are my last hope. Pastor, you are my last hope. Who told you a mortal man can be your hope? Whether he's I don't care what is his title. Pastor, you are my last hope. What? And Jehovah is hearing. He said, if he's your last hope, what am I? My uncle, the senator, is my last hope. The governor is my last hope. Then what is God? You make men to take the place of God in your life, and you are blaming God for not helping you? From the beginning of this ministry till tomorrow, we respect everybody because the Bible commands us. We look up to nobody, including this person. At times it appears strange. At times some people are angry. But we can't look up to God and be here now. This construction that started, there are people who made genuine, sincere pledges. I am going to do this, I am going to do that. And they were unable to do it. Not that they didn't want to, but what they were expecting couldn't come. If we waited for them, we won't be here. Me, myself, when I was about to wed, somebody promised to do everything in the wedding. To buy cow, to buy everything. Me, myself. The wedding passed before the money he was expecting came. No cow, nothing. Where we were to use for reception did not work. Almost everything failed. Almost everything. Almost everything. I'm sure the devil knew what was coming. Fuel crisis hit the country. 3 people are invited to come, couldn't come for the wedding. One from Calabar, one from Akure side, one from Yola side. 3 of them to come because we had a wedding convention. We're to have a convention that will lead to the wedding on Saturday morning. None came. They all sent their apologies. The man to buy the cow and buy the thing, for where? His heart was willing, but his pocket could not cooperate. God will never fail you. Did you hear the song? You are the God who can never fail. You don't know. Everything on the earth may fail, but you can never, ever fail. You are the God who can never fail. You don't know. Everything on the earth may fail, but you can. Woo. Woo. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? That you need the ruggedness. You need to become very, very rugged. Now, God will use people as channels. That's confirmed. But not as sources. God remains the source. People remain the channel. You don't look away from the source to the channel. Otherwise, when the channel dries, you dry with the channel. But the source can never dry up. He's the ageless, dieless, weariless, tireless, limitless God. From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Somebody give him a shout of victory. Take your seat, confidence in no one and in nothing. But God, he positions you for the blessing. When you look to people too much, I saw somebody some time ago, and the moment I saw him, the Lord showed me what to do for him immediately. So I began to prepare what the Lord showed me to do. I don't want to get into details. I began to prepare it. About 5 days later, I was now talking with him. Then he now began to make demands of the same thing that God has told me to do for him. So I said, I wish you didn't say it. I wish you didn't say it. Because God already told me to do, and this is the process. And I gave him the information, and he was aware. And at the end, what it was delivered to him. But I said, I wish you didn't say it. I say many times we are trying to ask people for what God is working on. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God is already working on the matter. But yet, you began to, and it's only by the mercy of God that he still does things for us when we look at other directions. Am I communicating at all? I say, I wish you didn't, at least it should have come to you as a surprise. The surprise has died. Am I communicating at all? I am announcing to somebody here, in one area of your life where you are looking for help here and there, something is working out right now. Something is working out right now. Something is working out right now. Finally, maintaining the blessing covenant practice. The blessing covenant practice. The blessing covenant practice of giving and receiving. Maintaining that blessing covenant practice is a secret of being positioned. In Genesis chapter 28, verse 20 to 22, when Jacob was on his way, he vowed a vow saying, if God will be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God, and this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house, and all that you shall give me, I will surely give the tenth of it to you. That is the principle of the tithe. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 to 3, when God called Abraham, he said, I will bless you and you shall be a blessing. 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 A blessing first to the kingdom of God. And a blessing to humanity. Hear this now. I've said two things and then we'll close because of time. The process of giving to God is an acknowledgement of your source of supply. The process, the act of giving to God is an honor that acknowledges God as your source of supply. Honoring. You are just honoring. The way children graduate from school and bring their first salary to their father or those kind of things. It's an honor to God. That was what he said in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9 to 10. He said, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Honor. Honor. If God has granted you substance to any degree, he deserves honor from it. What is called the tithe is minimum. It's minimum. People are struggling about that. That's minimum. It's bare minimum. In scripture, there were individuals that built churches, only them. It's beyond tithe realm. The centurion did that. Solomon and David gathered enough resources to build for God. The only Israelites only joined them minimally. Am I communicating? Listen. God makes deposits where he is free to make demands. God makes deposits where he is free to make demands. He will not ask anybody to give what he didn't give them. He gave Abraham Isaac. Then he came and demanded for Isaac. He gave first. There can never be demands where there has not been a deposit. For 34 years, I can't remember 1 month that passed that something entered my hand. And it didn't. And it, what belongs to God didn't return to him. That is not tenth. For 34 years, since the year 86. I wasn't planning to be a pastor. But it was lifestyle. And I preach it because I practiced it years, at least 10 years before I became a pastor. And because it is proved. He said, those who honor me, I will honor. And those who despise me, I will lightly esteem. I think that's 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 31, thereabout. If you honor me, I honor you. You despise me, verse 30. For them that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me, I will lightly esteem. He said, honor the Lord. Honor the Lord. You honor me, I honor you. Honor me, I honor you. Honor me, I honor you. Hallelujah. Beloved, get ready. If you are set to line yourself up with these demands, then you are set for the blessing. Somebody here ready to receive a blessing or the blessing? Somebody stepping into a new dimension of the blessing you have not seen before. Stand on your feet with a shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. Lift up your hands where you are and let us give him the praise. Give him the honor, give him the adoration, worship, honor, adore him. Magnify his precious, holy, wonderful name and let's appreciate him.
To fail everything on the earth may fail, but you can never ever fail. You are the God who can never fail. You don't know what it means to fail. Everything on the earth may fail, but you can never ever.
Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father, I come before you today. I thank you because you are God. I thank you because from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. In the name of Jesus, I receive the grace to be positioned for the blessing. I receive that grace now. Open your mouth and speak to God, people. Open your mouth and speak to God. Because of time, will you lift up your hands? Will the communion be able to move as sharp as we can? Lift your hands and say, Father, I receive that grace to be positioned, well positioned, for the blessing. Listen to this. I want us to go home today and do like the Berean Christians. Search the scripture. Go through those points and position yourself for the blessing of God. While we are in this position, the first thing is for us to have a relationship in the midst of the blessing, to retain our relationship with God. You want your sins forgiven. I know many are here tonight, today. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You want today to mark a new day for you, a new season for you. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and quickly rush to the frontier. I'll give you the count of seven. You want Jesus as Lord of your life. You want to be born again genuinely. You want to repent of your sins. You want an addiction broken off your life. Just hold on that, on the instrument. You want an addiction broken off your life. You want today to mark a turnaround for you. You want Jesus to save you. Don't be the last person to come. Be the first. As I give you the count of seven. One. Rush forward. Two. Three. Four. All right, you can go ahead with the music. Five and six and seven. I'll give you another count. For those who are far back there, somewhere on the gallery, if you need to come, you can join us here too. One. Lord, I give two. You my heart,
give you my soul.
Two. And three.
Live for
and four.
Oh Lord, every breath that
and
I
five.
Take, every morning
and
I'm
six.
Away.
And seven.
Have your way.
Everybody. Take your seat, people. Take your seat. Those of you right here, I appreciate your coming. I believe it's a new day for you, a new season for you. The Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, and be gracious unto you in Jesus' precious name. Place your right hand on your chest. Father, I pray for every one of these people. I ask that today will mark a new day for them. Jesus, touch them, change their lives, change their stories. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Counselors, you still sit down. They will remain like this until we are through with the service. So just hold on. We are still going to invite the newcomers to come. You hold on 1 minute until we are through with the service. They have to take the communion here. Hallelujah. Everyone, stretch your two hands in front of you. Father, multiply harvest back to every giver, that the hands stretched forward will never return back to beg or to borrow. In Jesus' precious name. For the salvation of time, we shall give the offerings at the same time. Pick up your offerings and lift them up. Thank you, Master. I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus. Let come what may. The Holy Spirit, I will obey. I live for Jesus day after day. Lift up your offerings, Father, multiply the harvest of every giver. Let the hands lifted never drop to bear. Thank you, Master. And thank you, Master. And thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Pass on the offering.
I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus. Let go what may. The Holy Spirit, I will obey. I live for Jesus day after day. Yeah.
your communion? Those who don't have it, can you wave your hand there? Right, please, at the very back there, let the servants, communion servants, reach there very, very fast. All right, can we all stand up on our feet? Those who have the communion already, lift it up. Those who don't have yet, they are going to reach you shortly. But we are going to declare the blessing of God upon the communion before you take it. Lift it high up. We are going to be returning back midweek service for the communion of escape and oil of preservation for the month of August. This month is very pregnant with many things. Please ensure you are there. There is prayer series messages for the month of July are available on this CDMP tree. Please pick them up to keep your prayer fire burning. I'm going to have a very, very brief meeting with members of the church workforce and Dunamis Home Church and all of that. Just very, very sharp for very important, critical information at the end of the second service. The Lord bless in Jesus' name. Some of the lockdown messages are going to be turning out as books very, very shortly, and you will have them explosive. But there is one that has come ahead of them. This is titled Six Supernatural Secrets to Unquestionable Stardom. It is wisdom for distinction. And we dedicate it today in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. What do I need to do and know to stand out in life and to be who God wants me to be? We release it and we ask that its impact will be global in Jesus' precious name. Also, we have music videos that are coming out for the sake of the airwaves and also for impact in our generation. Can you play the first one? Sound. Start from the beginning. Just 1 minute. Let the audio and the video come together, please. Let the audio and the video start.
Thank you.
Your celebration shall continue in the name of Jesus. Woo! Lift up the communion right now, Father. Now, if you came in late for this service or you came for the second service, please ensure you are there for your service. Lift up that communion. Father, we thank you for this moment. We give you the praise.
We declare today, we have a commandment to bless, and it cannot be reversed. By this commandment to bless today, we declare that everyone that has been incest against you shall be put to shame in the name of Jesus. We declare today, every weapon that has been fashioned against you is hereby annulled, neutralized, nullified in the name of Jesus. We declare in this month of new beginnings, you shall be justified. The hand of the Lord shall be made manifest upon you. Your service of God shall not be in vain. We declare in this month of new beginnings, step into your glory realm. Step into your glory realm. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare every shame programmed against you, every plot, every plan of the enemy, every pit they dug, you are jumping over that pit, and that pit is closed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You shall see glory. Ancestral curses are hereby reversed.
Amen.
Step into your greatness in Jesus' name.
Amen. The ancestral curses are reversed.
Amen.
Lift the communion in one hand and place your hand and your head in the other hand. If you are here for the first time, apart from those who came out for the altar call, you can also join us forward. Today is your first time in Dunamis Church. I prophesy the following upon you on this first Sunday of the month. Number one, this month ushers you into a new chapter.
Amen.
A new phase, a new beginning for your life and destiny in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You know that the number 8 starts for a new beginning.
Yes.
David was number 8. They appointed to fulfill divine purpose. I prophesy upon you, this month is your appointed and anointed month.
Amen.
For the fulfillment of divine purpose.
Amen.
In your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Number 3, this month, every long-standing agenda of the enemy against the purpose of God for your life is collapsing completely.
Amen.
Every long-standing demonic structure erected against your life and destiny collapses completely.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Number 4, this month ushers you into new realms of intimacy, new realms of relationship with God. The Holy of Holies shall be your abode this
Amen.
Month. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Fifthly, this month ushers you into diverse divine visitations.
Amen.
Listen, diverse divine visitations.
Amen.
Diverse divine encounters.
Amen.
Diverse strategic directions.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. This month, number 6, positions you for a change of garment.
Yes, 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 yes.
A change of identity. A positive change of identity.
Yes, 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 yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Seventh, this month ushers you, hear this, into the fulfillment of promises.
Amen.
And prophecies.
Amen.
For your life.
Amen.
Promises, God's promises, promises made by anybody or whatever, and the prophecies that went ahead of you, this month positions you,
yes.
ushers you into your season of fulfillment of promises
Amen.
And prophecies
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This month, every enemy record in the archives of darkness standing against your life and your destiny is hereby deleted by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This month, every arrow of strange disease
yes, 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 yes,
and
yes.
sudden destruction will never locate you.
Amen.
Arrows of strange disease and sudden destruction will never locate you.
Amen.
Number 10, this month, individuals
institutions, systems shall come under pressure. Amen. They shall lose their peace and sleep and rest. Amen. Until what is yours is released into Amen. Your hands. And I call it done.
Amen.
In the name of the Father.
Amen.
And of the Son.
Amen.
And of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It is done.
Amen.
Go ahead and celebrate the communion. Take it with celebrations. Father, we worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify your precious, holy, wonderful name. Thank you, Master. And thank you, Master. And thank you, Master. And thank you, Master. And thank you, Master. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ.
By your blood.
We're taking it some time, but I believe that something has happened to us. I would like you to get that message and go through it again, and also beware of the midweek service that is coming. Please, let's obey the regulations and instructions, especially the wearing of masks, as it is regulated. And I believe that the Lord will help us in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Can you stand up on your feet? We are literally going to be released and ensure that you decently and correctly dispose of the communion material. Don't put it on the bare ground. You have waste disposal bins around you and the ushers around you. Lift up your hands and be released today in the name of the Father. Say a louder amen. And of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. The Lord bless and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you in Jesus' precious name. God bless you and see you by the midweek. We are sorry for the overlap of the service for all the locations. We pray that you are able to manage the time. God bless you in Jesus' name. First timers, please join us in forward. First timers and newcomers.
Blood, oh Lord, by your 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 blood, oh Lord, you set the captives free. By your blood, oh Lord, you set the captives free.